Like, why don't you ask me about your mother? Is your mother alive? So Amalei, he asked him like that. True. Ima Kiyam, is my mother alive? Or Amalei Abakayim went back to the first thing and said, what about your father? So in other words, really what happened was both his father and his mother was Nifta, was Mace already, died already. So he didn't want to say it out, he said it like this. So Mace was like this. Amalei told him, Lishame, Sir Abchiyah told his Shamish, one who was taking care of him, his servant, Cholutzli Manoli, take off my shoes. For Hoylech Acharai Klila Beis Amerchitz. And right after he sat Shiva for a few minutes, he said, right away, take my pants, take my clothing to the Beis Amerchitz. Take a shower, take a bath. So what do you see? The Gemara says, Shom Shmamina Tlas. From here we learn now three halachas. Shmamina Tlas. Shmamina Ovel Osa Benilas Asandal. That's one halacha. And Ovel Tanki is not allowed to wear shoes. Because as soon as he found out about the Shmua, that his mother and his father was Mace, he right away took off his shoes. Ushmamina Shmua Rechoike Enon Heges Elu Yemechot. And we see here that a Shmua Rechoike is only negay for one day, and even one day doesn't mean a whole day. Ushmamina Miksas Hayom Kukula. We also see from here Miksas Hayom Kukula that he wasn't noig the whole day, he was only noig a little bit. So this was the kasha that before we said Rabbi Yachiyah holds that you have to sit 7 days in Shleshim, even on the Shmur Rechoikom. And here the Mice was with Rabbi Yachiyah, that when he heard about his own brother and own sister, or Shmur Rechoikom, you only sat just one day, that's all. So Gemara says there's no kasha. Rabbi Yachiyah Luchud and Rabbi Yachiyah Luchud. They're two different people. Enachnami. Rabbi Yachiyah, before he was machmir upon himself, that he was noig shiva and shleishim even on a shmua rechayka, but according to Rabbi Chi, he holds no. On a shmua rechayka, all you have to be noig is just 1 hour. We saw just a mix of sayyim kuloim that helps. And the chur even by other v'yim also is brought down the locha that way. That you only have to be noig one day if you have a shmua rechayka. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Shoma shmua kroiva beregel. Let's say during regular you heard about that the mace was nifta 28 days ago. So far when you heard it, it was within the 30-day range. But ulamoitsoi heregel nasas rechayka. But when will you start sitting shiva? First after Yom Tov. Now after Yom Tov, 7 days later, it's after already 30 days from the kfura, from when it was mace. So lach yes the shalom now oiloloi v'ena noig elu yoymechad. Now shall this alocha that the regal health. And since your first one is sitting shiva now, after the regal, which is after Shleishim Yoim, so it has a loch like a Shmua Rechoika, that you only have to be noig Yoim Echad, that's all. Tony Rabbi Ado Dimin Kisri, Kaimed Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Ado Dimin Kisri learned it from Rabbi Yechanan, Shoma Shmua Kareva B'Shabbos. Let's say somebody heard about that his mace was Nifta 29 days ago, and he first heard about it now on Shabbos. Or the 30th day. Ulamoitsoi Shabbos is Nasas Rechaika. Now it's the end of the 30 days now, Ulamoitsoi Shabbos, that this would be the time to start to sit the Shiva. And right now, Ulamoitsoi Shabbos is after Shleshim ready. The locher is Eina Noigel Yemechon. Hey, you don't go bossa when you heard about it. Because since you heard about it during the regal or us on Shabbos, that you can't start to sit Shiva only on Ulamoitsoi Shabbos. And at that time now, Ulamoitsoi Shabbos is already 30 days after the Kfura happened. After it was mace, so lachar is called like a shemur rechayka, and you only have to be there just yom echad, one day or 1 hour, as long as you sit shiva a little bit. Now the Gemara asks the shayla, kareya e'ena kareya. In such a case, when you have a shemur rechayka, that you don't have to sit shiva, but you have to rip your clothing or not. Are you mechuyev to rice kriya or not? Have you heard about, let's say, your father or your mother was mace 30 days ago? Do you have to rip your clothing now or not? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Mani Omar Eino Kareya, you don't have to rip your clothing. That's the halacha. Rabbi Chanina Omar Kareya, Rabbi Chanina says, yes, you do have to rip your clothing. You have to rip your clothing. You have to rise Kriya. Even though you first heard about it after Shleishim, still you have to rise Kriya when you first hear about it. You have to rip your clothing. Omar Le Rabbi Mani Le Rabbi Chanina. Bishleim Le Didi, it's good according to me that says you don't have to rip your clothing. Tiamin Eino Kareya, I say you don't have to rip your clothing. Haino Deloi Iko Ave Le Shiva. There's no din avelus of seven. Since there's no din avelus of sitting shiva, therefore you do not have to rip your clothing. But according to you, the Amarta that you say, Kareya, you do have to rip your clothing. The Gortzakasha, Kriya b'loy shiva miika? Do we ever find a case that you have to rip your clothing even though you're not sitting shiva? Like l'chura shiva and kriya is totally zeva zeh. So since we're saying now that a shmua rechayka, you do not have to sit shiva, l'chura the locha shiva, you do not have to rise kriya either. So Mura says v'loy, like what's such a kasha? Is it true? You never find something like this. For your Tony, we learned like this. E.C. Avuad Rabbi Zera. For Yamrul, and some say Achvad Rabbi Zera. It was the brother of Rabbi Zera, Kaim of the Rabbi Zera, in front of Rabbi Zera. That me, Shein Loi, Cholok Lekroya. Let's say somebody, when he has to start to sit shiva, he doesn't have a clothing to rip. Could be the case where right now he's borrowing somebody else's clothing, and he doesn't have a right to rip it. So he could say he doesn't have any clothing to rip. When he's done with Lebetech Shiva, and then later in the middle of the Shiva he gets some clothing, the locher is Kareya. He's allowed to rip his clothing then, even though he only has like two more days to go. What about Lachazayim? Let's say he first gets his own pair of clothing after he's the Shiva, ain't a Kareya, he doesn't have to rip. But the Gemara says that only Reb Zera Basker, Reb Zera said after this and learned like this, when was this said that if you first get your own pair of clothing after Shiva, that you do not have to rip them? That's only Bechamisha Meisei Mitzvah. That's only your other five Kroivim, your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your wife. Avol Alodav Yalimoi, on your father, on your mother, Kareya Vahilach. Even after Shiva, you first get your own pair of clothing, your own suit back after Shiva, you have to rip it. So you see a shayach to make a Kriya even though you're not sitting Shiva. So Gemara says, that's a different halacha over there. The reason why you have ripped your clothing over there is not as ikar hadir hilchas kriya, but it's new halacha mishum like to give kovid to aviv v'imay. Now, lechur, what I mean to say is that there's a chiluk that over here that you were sitting shiva, so since you really sat shiva, there was a chiyuv kriya upon you. So on your own father and mother, even later, you still have to do it to shum kovid aviv v'imay. But it could be the halacha is by a shmur rechayka, that if you first hear about it after 30 days, that Bechla, you did not have a loch of sitting Shiva, so Nechnam, in such a case, there would not be a loch, you did not have to rise Kriya either. Mora says, Vaita, turn around, look at a price like this. Koloma of a Pashas Kahanim, all the Kravim, the relatives that it says in Inyan by a Kahanim, Pashas Kahanim, that means Shekoin Metamalehem, that a coin is allowed to be Metamah, because even though a coin has an issim derisa not to touch your mace, not to go near a mace, not to become tummy. But by his seven kerovim, he's allowed to go to Levi to be masasik with the kvura. Is ovil mesablaleim. And these seven people who are in the din of avelus, that a person has to sit shiva for these seven kerovim. V'eluhain, what are the seven kerovim? Ishtoi, if your wife is mace, oviv, your father, v'imoy, your mother, ochiv, your brother, v'chos, your sister, v'noy, your son, ubito, your daughter. That's what it says in the Pasha Makhanim, that the Kahanim allowed to be Matam to these people, who are then every person has the Chiyuv to sit Shiva for any one of these Kraven. Alright, turn over. Yeah, then the Bryce goes on and says, so you see for Yalehin, we add to this cloud these seven Kraven, Ochiv Yachaisai Habsulam Imoy. Ochiv means your brother, even though it was only from the same mother, not from the same father. Relz v'yachoysa, your sister also from the same mother, even though she's a psula. In other words, what the Torah says directly by a kohen is talking about is she's your sister from the same father and the same mother. But if it's only from the same mother, that's so seeful, even though it doesn't say it in the Quran like this. Now, v'yachoysa in the suya, who are then your sister, if she's married, bein li'oviv bein mimai. Whether it's the same sister from your father and mother, or only from your mother, you also have to ribui. Because the pasuk is only mashma when she's a psula, when she's not married yet. But when she's married, the psukim are not mashma that. So that's called oisiful, the brice, the dash is the same. Even your sister, when she's married, she also, the din avelus, when she's mace, you have to sit shiva for her. And then it goes right to, kishem shem esabal alayim, the same way if one of these are mace, you have to sit shiva for them. Kach misabal ashniyim shalhem divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the second one from them, also you have to sit shiva for. That means, like Rashi says, avi oviv. Just like you have to sit shiva for your father, who then if your grandfather, if your father's father is a mace, you also have to sit shiva. Same thing if your mother's a father is mace. Who then if your son's son is mace. Who then if your sister's son is mace. is that a time you have to be sit shiva for one of these seven krovim, their children or their parents also you have to sit shiva for. That's what the Bekiva Shita is. We'll soon see a lot we don't hold like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Einem Misabod Elo Al Ben Benoi V'Alevi Oviv. The only two people you have to do for the Shniim is only for your grandson or else for your grandfather. But for the other ones, for your mother or for your sister, your brother, you don't have to go upwards or go downwards. For Chachomu Omer Nechom say, Kol Shem Misabod Olov Misabod Imoi. Anytime somebody is sitting Avelis, you sit Avelis with them. We'll soon see what that means. So the Havimina Gemara is Chachomim Hanu Tanakama. The Havimina is that this is the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Kiva. Now the Chur, they mean to say that whenever you have to sit Shiva, let's say for your sister, and your sister is sitting Shiva for a son, you also have to sit Shiva for them. So it's a matter of the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, no, Ika Benav, there's a difference. Ima Babayis. There's a difference. You only have to sit Shiva according to his Chachomim when your wife is sitting Shiva. Or when your sister is sitting shiva in front of them, you have to be like sitting shiva by being a novel. But not in front of them, you don't have to. Like Rashi says, the Tanakhama Rashi says, loy boyi shay oviv, oy b'no ima v'bayis, v'yashu v'machom and boyi ima v'bayis. The Chom say, no, you have to have this person sitting in front of you, then you have to sit shiva. Like we'll soon see. Like the Gemara says, ki ha di omale rav l'chi abrei. Like Rav told his son Chia, v'chein omalei Rav Huna l'Rabba Brei. The same thing that Rav Huna told his son Rav like this, that the apa noig avalusa, like in front of your wife. If your wife is sitting shiva in front of her, you also have to be noig shiva. But lo yapa, not in front of her, lo sinog avalusa. You don't have to sit shiva like. Rashi says biapa means yisasoch kishi avelo when she's novel. To a high nami kosher misabel olav going ishtoy misabel im b'fonov. When your wife sits shiva in front of her, you also have to be noig avelis. But shloig b'fonov, you don't have to be noig avelis. So that's the difference. It's not mamash like the Tanakhama of Reb Shimon. It's a middle pshara that only in front of your wife or in front of your father do you have to sit shiva. Mor says now marukva shochiv lei bar chamua. Marukva his shver's son was nifter. In other words, his wife's brother was Nifter. So Mazutra thought that he has to sit Shiva and Shleishim also. Is all Rav Huna Lagabe, so Rav Huna went to visit him. Ashkeche, he met him. Omale, he told to him, like you bedavka won't eat this food that the oval eats. In other words, what are you doing? You're not going to have to be an oval. Loi omru lechvoid ishtoi elo choma v'chamoisoi. That's what we say if your wife is sitting Shiva. That as covered ishto, you should also be noig avelis with her. That's only if your wife is sitting shiva for her father or for her mother. But here that she was only sitting shiva for her brother, there's no halacha that the husband has to sit shiva in front of her also. The tanya was not like this. Mi shemeis chomer v'chamoisei. If somebody shiver his father-in-law or mother-in-law was meis. In other words, his wife is sitting shiva and a rishoy halacha v'est ishto. He can't force his wife. Lias to chelis to put on like makeup, lias to kesses to make her hair, elokoy femitosai. He has to turn over his bed, v'noig imo avelus, and he has to be noig with her avelus. So mashma, just like she's noig avelus, he also has to be noig avelus. V'chein he, the same thing the opposite way. Shemeis chami oi chamois, if the wife is a father-in-law or mother-in-law was mace. In other words, the husband's father or mace, or a mother was mace. Is the wife also has to sit shiva in front of her husband? Is any reshurlias kechilas lefakesis? She also can't put on makeup now in front of him or make a hair. Ela koifa mitosa, she has to also turn over a bed for neheges imoy avelus, and she has to be laying with the husband avelus in front of him. This is one brisa. Now, v'tani, if we learn another brisa like this, ava pi shomu, even though it was said, any reshurlach vestishto lias kechilas, lias pakesis, even though you can't force your wife to put on makeup, but the maker here, the Emes Omru, was said though that Mazegas Leis Akois, she is allowed to pour for you the cup of wine. Umatsoyas Le Mita, she is allowed to make the bed for you. Umatsoyas Le Pon of Yodav Raglev, and she can wash your hands and face. Sechura Kashin Adodi Tastira. Here it says that when your wife is sitting Shiva, she is allowed to make the bed for you. Mashma, you're allowed to sleep normally. You don't have to be Noig Avelis, turn the bed upside down. And before we had that, when your wife is sitting Shiva, the husband also has to have a Kfiya Samita turn over his bed. Elalav Shemamina, isn't this a proof that Kan Bechomer Bechamoisoi, Kan Beshak Roivim Shemamina? So when do we say the husband has to also sit Shiva? That's if his wife is sitting Shiva for her father or for her mother. When it's for your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, then you have to be Noik Shiva with your wife, Noik Avelis. But when your wife is only sitting for other Kroivim, for her brother or sister, then the husband does not have to be Noik Avelis even in front of her. Tani Nam Yochav, we don't like this also. Loi Omru Lech Vaid Ishtoi Ela Chama V'Chamoy Sivavad. That will be said in front of your wife, you have to be Noik Avelis. That's only if your wife is sitting Shiva for her father or for her mother. Vaita Ameymar Shochav Lei Babrei. Ameymar, his grandson was Mace. Is Korea light? So he writes Korea for that. Also, Bray, then his own son came in front of him. Korah Biape, he writes Korea a second time in front of his son. Like he had a bigger Agmas Nefer seeing his son right now, so he writes Korea, he ripped his clothing again. Itcher now reminded himself to Miyushev Korah that when he ripped, he was sitting. So Kom, he got up, Korah Miyumad, he got up and he ripped a third time like when he was standing now. In other words, Allah is, you have to rise Korea, rip your clothing when you're standing. Omle Ravash Lameimer. So Ravash, yes, Lameimer. Kriya dim umad minolon. How do we know this halachom? That the Kriya has to be standing up. How do we know it? The pasuk says, Vayokon Iyov Vayikres Miloy. That Iyov got up and he ripped his clothing. You see clearly, a Kriya has to be standing up.